breaking new music, long-lost classics, and revealing exclusive interviews with the musicians themselves. This is The Writer's Block with music journalist David Frick, exclusively on The Spectrum.
Psychedelic Furs, Love My Way, from the 1982 album Forever Now on The Writer's Block, Sirius XM, The Spectrum. I'm David Frick. This is a road trip edition of The Writer's Block. I was very lucky, very fortunate, and deeply honored to have spent a week in Santiago, Chile. I just got back the other day, maybe 24 hours ago, and had just a magnificent time. I was invited to Santiago by El Mercurio, which is the major daily in Santiago. It's actually the longest running Spanish language newspaper in the world, certainly in South America. I believe it's in the world from the mid-19th century. It's a combination, as it was described to me, as of the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. It's that authoritative with that kind of history. They invited me to speak at something called Encuentros, Encounters, a series of speaking events that they have. And I was there to talk with Hernan Rojas, a record and recording engineer and producer, writer, He's worked on videos. He's a DJ at Radio Futuro in Santiago. He's sort of like Chile's John Peel. And he was my interviewer and co-host at this event. We were speaking about the year 1967, speaking about 50 years of music, culture, the effect of that year on folks even today. But I spent the entire week in Santiago after doing Encuentros and saw a lot of music, including the Psychedelic Furs. They were performing at Teatro Cariola in Santiago on August 5th. I was lucky enough to go, and they were deeply surprised to see me when I went backstage to say hi. So we opened with the Psychedelic Furs. I've got more music from Chile, stuff I want to talk about, but one of the things that came up, actually, while I was gone, I found out about this from Hernan. But Tom Morello was on Twitter just the other day, maybe, certainly very recently, and someone had asked him, you know, what is the best rock audience in the world? You know, Tom's worked with Rage, and he's out there with Prophets of Rage. He's toured with Springsteen. He said that in the U.S., the best rock and roll audience is in Chicago, which is, you know, where he's originally from, that area. But he said, internationally, Santiago, Chile. And I totally agree.
Thank you.
Against the Machine, Guerrilla Radio from the 1999 album The Battle of Los Angeles. Played that because Rage guitarist Tom Morello has a very big love affair with rock and roll audiences in Chile, and particularly Santiago, as he mentioned on Twitter recently. And then we played Queens of the Stone Age from the 2002 album Songs for the Deaf, Hanging Tree, sung by Mark Lanegan of Screaming Trees, one of the guests on the record, and co-written by Josh Homme and Elaine Johannes, a singer, songwriter, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, and the subject of a new documentary that I saw while I was in Santiago. I got a screening of a movie called Unfinished Plan, The Path of Elaine Johannes. Elaine was actually born in Chile. He's worked with, obviously, Queens of the Stone Age, Chris Cornell. He's toured with Pearl Jam. He was in the band What Is This? And 11 with Jack Irons, one of the original members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And the movie is really, it's not really just a rock documentary. It's also a very human story of Elaine's relationship with Natasha Schneider, his wife and musical partner in the band 11, who passed away some years ago from cancer. There's the story of their romance and also her loss. To, you know, his loss when she passed away, and then his reconnection with his family in Chile, his father, who was a singer there, his uncle, who was a rock and roll performer there as well. It's a really interesting film. It's going to be shown in festivals quite soon. They're hoping to release it in the States in early 2018. You can find out more about the film at unfinishedplan.com. The movie's called Unfinished Plan, The Path of Elaine Johannes. This is the Writer's Block, Sirius XM The Spectrum. We are coming to you from New York via Santiago, Chile, where I spend an amazing week talking with people, meeting musicians, hearing a lot of music that was entirely brand new to me. One of the things I got to do on one day was to go to some rehearsals. You know, musicians were performing, getting ready for tours. They wanted me to see them play, and so I was invited to rehearsals. One of them was a band called Los Jaivas, J-A-I-V-A-S. It actually means high bass, as in both mountains and bass. They are a band with an extreme history down there, going back 50 years. They formed in the mid-60s in Valparaiso, the port city, and have been Chile's, I don't know, prog rock institution with a lot of folk and indigenous music mixed into the sounds. One of the things they were performing in rehearsal were songs from an album called Alturas de Machu Picchu, which means Heights of Machu Picchu, as in the Incan ruins in Peru. It's a 1981 album, a concept record, and I got to see them play songs from it. It was pretty amazing. So I'm going to play one now. The album includes lyrics that were written by Chile's Nobel Prize-winning poet, Pablo Neruda. And this is one of those songs, Aguila Sideral, from 1981, Los Jaivas.
Let me bring you songs from the woods to make you feel much better than you could know.
Better than you could know.
Dust you down from tip to toe.
Dust you down from tip to toe.
Show you how the garden grows.
Show you how the garden
Hold
grows.
You steady as you go.
Hold steady as you
Join
go.
The chorus if you can. It'll make of you an honest man. Let me bring you love from the fields. Poppies red and roses filled with summer rain. To heal the wound and still the pain that threatens again and again. As we drag down every lover's lane.
Life's long celebrations here. I'll toast you all in.
Let me bring you all things refined. Galley Heights, lute song served in chilling ale. Greetings, well met fellow, hail. I am the wind to fill your sail. I am the cross to take your nail.
A singer of these ageless times, with pitch and prose and gutter rhyme.
Poppies red and roses filled with summer rain. To heal the wound and still the pain that threatens again and again. As we drag down every lover's lane.
Life's long celebrations here. I'll toast you all in.
Double shot of prog rock from Santiago, Chile, and further north and to the east of here in Britain. On the writer's block, Sirius XM, The Spectrum, I'm David Frick. We heard Los Jaivas, a prog rock indigenous folk fusion institution in Chile from their 1981 album Alturas de Machu Picchu, Aquila Sideral, an album fusing prog rock and indigenous folk music with the poetry of the Nobel Prize-winning poet Pablo Neruda, a band I got to see play in rehearsal during my trip to Santiago last week. And then we heard Jethro Tull, Songs from the Wood, from a new reissue, the album originally released 1977, Songs from the Wood, now out in a 40th anniversary edition box set with live material, DVDs, all the trimmings. If you're into Tull, and actually that's one of the records that sort of got overlooked when it came out, it's actually worth digging into. This is the Writer's Block, as I said, Sirius XM The Spectrum. It's the Santiago, Chile road trip edition of the Writer's Block. Actually the same day that I went to see Los Jaivas rehearse, my hosts, who I will be thanking numerously at the end, took me to another rehearsal at a home in the area. I believe it's called La Reina. It's a neighborhood at the foot of the Andes Mountains, on the sort of the edge of Santiago. And I was lucky enough to see Angel Parra and his sister Javiera Parra rehearse material from a new album that they are touring down there. Angel and Javiera are the grandchildren of Violeta Parra, who is, again, an institution in Chile, a folk singer, someone who wrote and spoke for the working class in Chile, and told those stories in powerful and truly loved original songs. This is the 100th year of her birth, also the 50th year of her passing. She sadly committed suicide in 1967, but her songs live on. Angel and Javier Parra have put together actually a record based on her final album, Violeta's final album. It's called Las Últimas Composiciones de Violeta Parra. It's just out in Chile. They are touring there, but they also tour in Europe, and they have played in the States. So by all means, keep an eye out for this. This is wonderful, wonderful music. This is a song that has in fact been covered by Joan Baez, and quite beautifully, but this is a new version by the Bloodlines, Angel and Javier Parra, grandchildren of the great Violeta Parra. This is Gracias a la Vida. Thanks for love.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco, y en el alto cielo su fondo es estrellado y en las multitudes al hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y día, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubasco y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida. ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy. Casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su manco. Cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa, dado el llanto. Así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto,
mm-hmm. Santana from the 1970 album Abraxas on the Writer's Block, SiriusXM The Spectrum. I'm David Frick. Incident at Neshabur. I could never get, I can spell it, N-E-S-H-A-B-U-R. A great instrumental from that record. Before that, Angel Parra, Orego, the Angel Parra group with Angel's sister, Javiera Parra, grandchildren of the great, late Violeta Parra, Gracias a la Vida from a new album, Las Últimas Composiciones de Violeta Parra, another souvenir of my trip to Santiago, Chile, just in the past week. I just got back, and still, I've got so many records and so much information I'm processing, but I could not do this show without mentioning and playing music by Victor Jara, the great Chilean singer, songwriter, certainly that country's Bob Dylan, who sadly died in 1973 when the Pinochet dictatorship took over control of the country and basically arrested Victor, and he was never seen again. A sad loss for all the wrong reasons, but his music is still very powerful, resounds down there. I went to a show by another band, Congreso, and it was a double bill, the bands Congreso and Inti Illimati, both playing, again, progressive folk fusion music. At one point, there was an image of Victor Jara projected on the back screen, and the crowd just went berserk. He is such a powerful presence now, 40-some years later. This is a song that actually Bruce Springsteen covered in concert on his last trip to Santiago, I believe with the E Street Band. And this is the original, Victor Jara from 1973, the year of his death, Manifiesto.
Por cantar, ni por tener buena voz. Canto porque la guitarra tiene sentido y razón. Tiene corazón de tierra. Y alas de palomita, es como el agua bendita, santigua glorias y penas. Aquí se encajó mi canto, como dijera Violeta, guitarra trabajadora. Con olor a primavera, que no es guitarra de rico, ni cosa que se parezca. Mi canto es de los andarios. Para alcanzar las estrellas, que el canto tiene sentido cuando palpiten las venas del que morirá cantando las verdades verdaderas. Lisonjas fugaces, ni las famas extranjeras, sino el canto de una lonja hasta el fondo de la tierra. Ah, ah, ah. llega todo. Y donde todo comienza. Canto que ha sido valiente, siempre será canción nueva. Siempre será canción nueva. Siempre será canción nueva.
Photographs of guns and flame, scarlet skull and distant game, bayonet hand, jungle grin, nightmares dreamed by bleeding men, lookouts tremble on the shore. No man can find the war. Tape recorders echo scream. Orders fly like bullet stream. Drums and cannons laugh aloud. Whistles come from ashen shroud. Leaders damn the world and roar. But no man can find the war. Is the war across the sea? Is the war behind the sky? Have you each and all gone blind? Is the war inside your mind? Humans weep at human death. All the talkers lose their breath. Movies paint a chaos tale. Singers see and poets wail. All the world knows the score, but no man can find the war. But no man can find the war.
Classic protest music on the writer's block. Sirius XM The Spectrum, I'm David Frick. Tim Buckley from his 1968 album Goodbye and Hello. No Man Can Find the War. And before that, the Chilean singer-songwriter Victor Jara. A man who could not avoid finding trouble and strife, and sadly perishing in that. A song recorded in 1973, released after his death, Manifiesto, great Victor Jara, someone whose work really bears exploration even today and outside Chile. And I picked up a couple of records while I was down there. I intend to find many, many more. This is The Writer's Block, the road trip version of the show from Santiago, Chile. I want to play something by a band that I saw perform. They were actually the opening act for the Psychedelic Furs at Teatro Cariola in Santiago on August 5th. The group is called Electrodomesticos, and they are another institution there. They formed in the mid-80s and were kind of like a cold wave version of Chilean rock, their version of what Joy Division and The Cure, with elements of Kraftwerk and electronica, were doing elsewhere. And this is actually from their very first album, and they played it at the show. The album was called Viva Chile, and it was actually released and recorded during the dictatorship. So just imagine, you know, indie kids out there right now, if you think you got it hard, imagine making the music that you want to make under a dictatorship. It's a whole different dimension. This is a song called Yo La Quería, loosely translated, I Loved Her, and it's basically a killer confessing in jail about his crime. Electro Domesticos, and produced by my friend Hernan Rojas, my interviewer and co-host at the Encuentros event. This is Electro Domesticos, Yo La Quería.
Yo había quedado de ir a verla a la tarde, ahí ese día, después de la pega. En realidad no sé qué pasó muy bien. Ella ya me había visto borracho varias veces. Incluso había pasado a cortarme el pelo ese día. Y había llegado bien alegre. Y lo estábamos pasando re bien. En serio, lo estábamos pasando bien. Yo creo que igual se podía arreglar todo, si no era para tanto. Y le he dicho que nunca más iba a pasar lo mismo. Y le he dicho que tenía que esperar un poco. Ya habíamos quedado de acuerdo incluso. Y dele con lo mismo. Y dele con lo mismo. ¿Te sabes, pues? Trago lo pone ciego uno. Le costaba esperar un poco. ¿Qué le costaba esperar? No me acuerdo bien, pero parece que algo se cayó. Y ahí empezó todo. Estaba sano y la pega ya estaba saliendo, estaba buena la pega. En realidad eso es lo que no entiendo, si ya estaba todo bien. Ya estábamos arreglados. No sé por qué me empezó a retar así. Trago lo pone ciego a uno. ¿Qué le costaba esperar un poco? Mm, Si no me acuerdo bien, parece que algo se cayó. Ahí empezó todo. Parece que tomé lo primero que vi, que era el cuchillo que nos había regalado el compadre. Ella gritaba como loca, no sé por qué gritaba tanto. Yo no entiendo qué pasó. Yo la quería harto, eso sí. Yo la quería harto. La verdad no entiendo. Estamos re bien, no entiendo. Claro, ¿cómo no me va a oler, po?
Cure, Killing an Arab, their 1978 single, also included on the 1980 album Boys Don't Cry. And before that, Electro Domesticos from Santiago, Chile. Yola Correa, I Loved Her, from the 1986 album Viva Chile. On the writer's block, the Santiago, Chile road trip edition of the show. I'm David Frick. I want to go out the way I came in with the Psychedelic Furs, a song they played at the show. at Teatro Cariola. But first, I have a lot of thank yous. I'm going to try and make this quick. So many people were beautiful and wonderful to me during my trip there. At El Mercurio, the newspaper, my hosts and coordinators, Isabel Custer and Veronica Matei, I hope I've pronounced that right. My fellow journalists at El Mercurio, Felipe Ramos and Guillermo Tepper. Certainly, Hernan Rojas, my interviewer, co-host, and great new rock and roll friend at Radio Futuro. Also at Radio Futuro, Renero Guerrero, Lobo, and Matilda Svensson, sorry, Matilda, who was also the co-host with Hernan at the journalism event that I did with journalism students at the university. Certainly the band Los Jaivas, Electrodomesticos, Angel and Javier Aparra, the Psychedelic Furs, who were deeply surprised to see me backstage at the show. Bar Liguria, my opening night there, I had a wonderful dinner there. The staff was fantastic, and I knew it was cool because Radiohead and REM have had really great meals there. And just basically everyone who said hi, gave or sold me a record, asked for a selfie or an autograph, you're all the best. I want to say thank you very much to Santiago and Chile. Santiago is Rock City, so I plan to be back. Thank you for a wonderful week. This is the Writer's Block, the Santiago, Chile edition of the show on Sirius XM, The Spectrum. I'm David Frick. This is the encore that Psychedelic Furs played at Teatro Cariola from their first album, India. See you next time.
This has been The Writer's Block, an hour of music hand-selected and hosted by David Frick. Hear it again Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, or stream it on demand using the new and improved SiriusXM app when it's convenient for you.